thought that before Yom Kippur, maybe we could take a survey, like a tour of some basic concepts and the difference between the way they're presented. And I think that that difference in presentation can really be helpful in terms of recognizing positive benefits that people could have and negative reactions and maybe even damage that can happen from certain presentations. We could start with Yom Kippur. You know, Yom Kippur can certainly be understood and interpreted and felt as a very, very threatening and almost mean type of an experience, because you know, it's the final stages. If you read, I don't have a machzor over here, if you read in the Sana Toikef and see how serious it is and picture this judgment going on and realize that the extent of demands on a person are somewhat overwhelming, and he's going to be judged for everything that he does, and the judgment potentially can be harsh. If you study the Sha'arei Tshuva, so you find even specifically certain averus and certain consequences, and you know, it could scare a person, the daylights out of a person, and you know, that's one presentation. There's another presentation which can really work in a completely different direction, and that's the realization of the fact that Hashem only has one concern in life, and that's only to do chesed. And the ultimate chesed is the chesed that I earn. And he gives us opportunities to earn. And he's constantly looking for every possible way to alleviate us from the difficulties, to ease the judgment, to ease the decision, to be mate klapi chesed, to find every excuse. We discussed the other day all of these mido keneged midos, which Hashem uses to override the din so that he should be able to justify the judgment in our favor, even when the reality is that it isn't favorable. And it could take on a whole different perspective. If you just put in perspective the idea of, even though there's a chasima on Yom Kippur, that's true, but the Sforim tell us, we mentioned, that the petek is only given over on Hoshana Rabbah, the orders of, you know, to execute the gzeira, and only given permission to the shluchim to act only on Shmini Atzeres. And maybe we get an extra day with Simchas Torah over here that you guys don't have, I don't know. But, you know, and all of this is all part of the Midas HaRachamim that says, yes, there was a judgment. There was an initial judgment. There were 10 days to clean up your act. There was a final judgment. And the final judgment, the day of that judgment, was crafted in such a way to maximize everything possibly in our benefit, with this bris that exists with the Yud Gimel Midas by night and by day, and with all of the tefillas and the inuyim and an extra day of inuyim. Did you ever hear such a thing? If you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, it's keilu you fasted on Yom Kippur. Ooh, 2 days of fasting. Wow, that could be a tremendous kapora. And all we could see the whole chesed Hashem, but that's not enough. Then there was a gzeira. Okay, The gzeira was done. Fine. Now that's it. No. First of all, you should know. Tshuva tefilut stokom ma'avir nesreya gzeira. There's always a way out, even after the gzeira. And that's what Hashem wants. And tshuva can be defined in Rabbi Yisrael's definition and Reb Chaim Ivalozhin's definition in basic terms. And tefillah is tefillah, we know, and stokah, it doesn't mean you got to give millions of dollars. You got to give what you can afford to give, what you're supposed to give. And all of these things have a power to uproot even the gzera that was done. But then he gives us other opportunities. The Medrash Tanchuma says that the lulav and esrog, one of the time of the lulav and esrog is to show sheyotzono bedimus. That it's it gives a whole mushel that we were in a battle where there was a battle going on, or here there was a judgment going on, and we carry our swords high in a march. We do the march around, showing that we were successful. Who are we showing? What are we showing? What's going on? Push it to be mechazik our bitochen that the din was in our favor. Another opportunity to influence a judgment that had already been taking place. And if you say, how could Bitochen influence something that had already taken place? I refer you to the Meiri, who says that by the Maisa with Hillel, it says, he says, you can't be mispalel shaloye betoch beisi, because it's burning already. Whatever is happening is happening. But you can have Bitochen. So the Meiri says, what should you do? Either be mispalel that they should get out alive, or have bitochen shaloh beisi. Aye, what do you mean? It's done already. We're talking about when it's happening. Bitochen, Hashem has his ways to deal with the Baal Bitochen. He knows Meirosh, what he does, I don't know. But bitochen works. So it gives us the lulav and esrog. We have an opportunity to develop, to maintain, to strengthen a bitochen that everything worked out in our favor. This is all before the permission is given to be delivered. And then we sit in the sukkah 7 days, mamish betzel kale lech techacharei b'midbor be'eretz lo yisurua, strengthening that bitochen more and more. A bitochen that what? Huh? Why are we misameach? One of the reasons it gives for the simcha is because we matzliach nadin. What do you mean you matzliach nadin? You don't even know. No. But if we trust Hashem that in fact the din was in our favor, that's going to influence it. Again and again and again. Finally on Hoshana Rabbah with all kinds of tefillahs and this, the reshus is given over, but that's not enough. There's another day, one more day. Wait a minute, wait. It's excuse, not the reshut. The petek is given over. That means the orders, this, the gzera was so and so. Here, you're the shliach, you're supposed to enact this gzera. But wait, you don't have permission yet. We're waiting for Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres. Ooh, that's a day. What's the day of Shmini Atzeres? There's no yontif, there's no historic event that took place. Koshe olai pridaschem. Hashem says, oi. No, I can't let you go. Please. We spent 7 days, the Moshel Chazal give. We spent 7 days together celebrating. I can't let you go. I can't. Just give me one more day. You know, by Pesach, I don't ask for the one more day because I know you're going to be back in 6 weeks on Shavuos. That's what it says. Since the Shavuos, that Shavuos is the Atzeres. You can call it Atzeres. But Sukkot, you're going away and I can be here for 6 months. And that day, when there's the ultimate confidence in their love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael, a love that seems almost, forgive me, absurd, that he says, you are with me for 7 days, I need you to just one kosher olay pridaschem, atzur, stop, kosher olay pridaschem. On that day, that's the day the Rishus is given over. That's the day that we can even be machazik more, that bitochen in Hashem, and to be confident that that which will be given over and that which will be enacted will in fact be in our favor. All of this is part of the chesed Hashem, that yes, I conduct my world with mishpot, but look how I'm matek klape chesed again and again and again and again with every possible opportunity. The Hasidim say you have till Zeis Chanukah, but that's something else. I don't know what that means exactly. But they say the Gzeira could still be, I don't know. I don't understand that stuff. But anyway, Lemaisa, it's not Shaykh. So if you look at it from this perspective, Shavuos is called Atzeres, but they say it's the Atzeres of Pesach. What does that mean? So the way I explain it, it means that he doesn't say Atzor, there's no extra day on Pesach, because you're coming back. This is my own little twist to it.
You're coming back for the extra day. Or you're coming back.
Please. No, you're coming back. it's a little bit the drush, so don't take it too seriously. But all I say is that kosher olai pridaschem. If you're leaving me for 6 months, I can't let you go. You got to stay another day. If you're leaving me only for 6 weeks, I can just buy stain. I can tolerate that. It's not kedai to be ma'ayan in this. This is just an idea. But anyways, but the thing that is kedai is look at the extent of the chesed Hashem. So what do I mean to point out? Here you have, it can be presented, and it's very, if I wanted to, we'd get up here and say, Rabbi Yisai, it's almost Yom Kippur, and you know what's at stake at Yom Kippur, and you better get your act together, and you better change, and you have a couple days left, and if you don't, you know, do you know what's going to be, you know? Or you can present it in the context of such chesed. Now, what happens? When you present it in that powerful, negative, overwhelming way, so some people, they can tolerate it. Usually they can tolerate it because they don't pay attention. Usually they can tolerate it because they space out. Usually they can tolerate it because they're turned off. Usually they can tolerate it because they took out their hearing aids, so they don't hear anything. You know, that's most people. Some people, taka, they're so capable of tolerating. You know, usually the smarter, the more sensitive person, it's harder to tolerate. Hey, you're right. It's real. It's true. Now what? Oy vey, I better get out of here. And that's why so many people are running, because it's too painful. It's too painful. On the other hand, when you present, and it's all real, it's both real, because it is very serious. But when you look at the true context, when you look at the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, when you look at the opportunities HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them, you know, not to mention what the Chinuch says about the chesed of having judgment each year so that it doesn't pile up too heavy. That's one thing. But just the fact of letting us know. Ashrei Om Yoidei Srua. The poor world doesn't even know when they're being. Kol Oilam Nidan on Rosh Hashanah. And most people think it's a Jewish holiday. Look what a privilege. Hey guys, you know something? I'm going to tell you when the judgment is taking place. I'm going to tell you the moment. I'm going to tell you the first hours until Chatzos on the first day. That's the first shlav. Maybe do the best that you can until then. I'm going to give you tricks. I'm going to give you the shofar, which can be ma'ira, turn everything around just by listening to those koilis. I'm going to give you Simon and Milsa. I'm telling you a secret. Simon and Milsa, you know, you do these things, you take the head of the thing, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you inspire yourself a little bit more bitochen, just a little drop. That can make a whole Simone Bereish Yarcho Simone Milsa. I'm giving you so many tricks again and again and again, and tefillas and nuschot for the tefillas and even the negunim, which became part of the liturgy, part of the minig, the ones that strike a little fear, and the ones that are mole simcha, it's not shaykh, and the formula, the Avinu Malkeinu, the formula that was instituted, that the mamish turns the heavens upside down, and it's all ours. And if you look at all the positive opportunities that are there, so then you get present. Hey, wow, you got to be crazy not to take advantage of this opportunity. And look, what does Hashem want after everything is said and done? All that Hashem wants is really to be able to be meitiv. And I've said this many times before, and forgive me for repeating it again, but I'm just so enamored with the idea, because it's so extreme in terms of the extent of the hatovah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says... Asei ritzoino kirtzoinecho kedei shiyase ritzoincho kirtzoinoi. Do the rotzen Hashem with that passion, as if it was your rotzen, as if it was your personal desire. It's what he wants. But do his will as if it was your desire. Kedei shiyase ritzoincho kirtzoinoi. That he should do your desire as if it was his desire. I never heard something so bizarre in my life. The Chazal are coming, and the Chazal speak in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you have any questions about that, look at Pirkei Avos. It says, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. And look at the Rav there, and he explains, why does Pirkei Avos have to start with Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai? That we should know that Pirkei Avos is not just homiletics and not the ethics of the fathers. It isn't the ethics of the fathers. It's the ethics of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Mishnayis, it's Halocha L'Moshe Misinai, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. What does it say? And Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, listen guys, I want you to put so much passion in doing my rotzoin, kedei that I should be able to put the same passion in doing your rotzen. Now, what's his rotzen? His rotzen is, the things he wants from us, mamish, the whole avodas Hashem, and all the learning, and all the musar, and all the mitzvahs, and everything, givaldik, b'nolim malkuk, b'nolim machavir, givaldik. I do that as if it was your personal rotzen. Why? Today that he should give me a new bicycle. All right, you don't want a bicycle, you want a new car. What do you want? You want maybe you want a dessert? I don't know what you want, you know, who knows what you want. But tell me that, first of all, I can't do it, it's impossible. Second of all, it's absurd. I should reach the highest levels of Avedis Hashem in order that he should do for me the petty stupidities that I want out of life. Hosidus. What's up? The terrace, to me, the terrace is poshut. I was told that I don't want to say, but I was told that someone, you know, from previous generations learned pshat like this. But to me, I think it's a dover posh. I don't know what else you could say. And that is as follows, that there's nothing more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants than to give us every single hanor in the world. I might even guess that he would want to give us the forbidden hanors too if they were only permissible. But that's already mamish. That's the worst thing about it. That's dumb. I don't know why I said that. Yeah? But he wants to give us every hanor in the world. Every hanor. The Rishalmi says that we're osid litnes hadin if we didn't partake in the permissible hanors, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. I mentioned to a group of people that, in case you don't know, there's a fruit in California called sherimoya. I never tasted anything like that in my life. It's mamish like a custard dessert of the highest order. It's a fruit. You make bari prio eats. I don't know, I haven't seen it recently, but years ago someone gave it to me. So better go out there. Better go out there and get a sherimoya and have hanoa. Otherwise you're awesome. What? What? Who?
Kchal is milking me together.
It's what?
Kchal.
No.
Okay.
I don't know if that tastes good. I don't know anything. Anyway, I wouldn't know.
Every usher tam,
Okay. Very good. Fine. But listen. So listen to this. No. So what's happening? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have every measure of hanor. But the only thing is, he created a system, and the system was created to maximize your hanor, because if you earn the hanor, you can appreciate it more. It's mine. I own it. I deserve it. I'm not embarrassed to take it. It's real. I feel ownership. So he says like this, I want you to have the hanor, and I want you to own the hanor. But you know something? You don't deserve it. You may not deserve it. I guess not saying you don't. You may not deserve it. You may not. Every hanor that you... I mean, some people have very large agendas for hanor that they want, and they may not deserve all of those things. You know, I'm going to give you an eitzah to beat the system. You hear? This is an eitzah to beat my system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very interesting thing, too. You know, the judge bends over and tells the guy who's being judged, he says, listen, do this and do this. You'll manipulate the system. He says, there's a way of manipulating the system, and that's called mido keneged mido. Mida k'neged mida says, just like mavra al amidos, mavir al kol pshov, just like we said by Avram Avinu, it says, k'mesha kovash Avram, the k'fish Avram Avinu, kein yichbishu, mida k'neged mida. There's another mida k'neged mida here, and that is like this, do ritzoini kirtzoincho, and then I will be able to justify chutz the din, because the mishpat, you don't earn it, but chutz the din with mida k'neged mida, I'll be able to justify lasis ritzoin cho kirtzoini with the same fullness and passion and all of the trappings. So I say it's mamish. Like look. Let me finish. Look who we're dealing with. We're dealing with a melech yoshev b'mishpat who is giving us advice to be able to get everything that we want in this world, achutz his mishpot, behind his back. Not behind his back, but against his mishpot, in spite of his mishpot, undeserving of his mishpot. We don't deserve it. But you know something, guys? You may not deserve it, but I'm giving you an alternative. Mida keneged mida. And there's so much like this. So anyway, what do I mean to bring out? I just think that it's extremely important. And I deal with a lot of people, and I see some of the stuff that they've been exposed to, and I see some of the lasting negativity and damage that it has left. It's abusive imprint that for life people are maimed sometime because of the negativity that they've felt and heard and been exposed to and took seriously and internalized, maybe even more harshly and more aggressively and in bigger terms than it was even said and meant. The more sensitive the person, the smarter the person, the more he heard, even more than way beyond what was said. And we have to realize, look who we're dealing with. Yes, we're going to a mishpat. Yes, the mishpat is very serious. Yes, we better do tshuva. We better get it right, and we better do the best we can. And we have to, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta has some eitzes for us about that, and there are other eitzes about that. We have to do. We try the best we can. But after all is said and done, we have to know the goal. The goal is because Hashem loves us. The goal is because Hashem wants to be meitiv. The whole idea of tshuva. They asked the chokhmah. They asked the Torah. They asked the neviim. Nobody knew what you should do if you sin. Had Shabbat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yase tshuva v'yiskaper loy. He do tshuva. What? The Chiddush Nifla doesn't make any sense. The Maseilas Yesharim defines it as Akiras HaRotzoin k'Akiras HaMaise. A person sits here and says, I wish I never did this. I want to never to do this again. And all of a sudden, like the how do they advertise the guys with the finger? What is it called?
Junk.
What?
Junk.
Got junk? What? Got junk? You point your finger and it's gone. You hear? That's it. No more junk. That's a Akiras HaRotzon, Akiras HaMaaseh. It's not. What do you mean it didn't happen? What do you mean it happened? I even got pictures. Fool. Took pictures of it. So proud of it. I got pictures. What? No, nothing. It didn't happen. The pictures, there's fake photography today. It's very easy to do that. It didn't happen. This is the Kech. This is the Ches of Hashem. So I just want to suggest that I think that cipher ourselves that as we take the seriousness of this time seriously, as we should, but I think we also have to put it in a perspective of the opportunity that it provides, the expression of Hashem's love and concern for Klal Yisrael, for each and every one of us that it provides, and all of the tachbulas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us just to be able to be successful, and the extra time, the test is over, the judgment is sealed, but oh no, not yet, we got time yet, we got Rishon Lecheshbon Avonis, we got the Lulav, we got the Sukkah, we got the Shana Rabba, we got the Shmini Atzeres. It's a whole different story. And Memela, if we feel that positivity, if we feel that love, if we feel that kosher olai b'daschem, it doesn't make any sense. Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to beg us. I had such a good time. I enjoyed your company so much. Got to stay another day. I think that this is from the earliest stages of our children's lives, of our Talmidim's lives, and from every stage of our life, I think we have to see to prepare and to present things in a very positive, loving, caring way, which is the ultimate truth, which is the ultimate reality. And we should know that when we do so, we accomplish an awful lot. It's interesting, we mentioned a few weeks ago that the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs has to be with a sense of consequence. And we say Takav Oyim Shemoya, which is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. If you do the mitzvahs, if you don't, we have to be aware that there's a Tanai, there are consequences for our actions. But before we mekabel the oil mitzvahs, we mekabel the oil Malchus Shemayim. And the oil Malchus Shemayim is be'ahavo. He's beicher b'amo Yisrael be'ahavo. He's oyev amo Yisrael. He's v'haptes Hashem Eloi kecho. It's all about it. It's Hashem Eloi keinu. Refers to Hashem's hashkocha protis on us. And we have to realize that before we can even begin to address, to tolerate, to deal with the Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs with its realization of consequences, there has to be that established sense of a Malchus Shemayim based on Hashem's love for us and our love for Him. He's Beicher Ba'amu Yisrael Be'avo, and we have to be Mekayim Vo'avtes Hashem Elokecha. And just to be Messiah with the words of Rashi, Rashi says on Vo'avtes Hashem Elokecha, I mention it all the time, Eino Doime, Oivid Meyiro, Oivid Yava. An Eved that's Oivid Meyiro, Rabbi Matriach Olav, and he goes. If it becomes too hard, I just can't handle it. Yira, I'm running away. I'll run away. What's the Eved going to do? He's afraid. He can't take it. He's shivering. He's shaking in his boots. He's paralyzed. He's going to run and get out of here. I got to hide. I have to run someplace. Get away from this oppressive master. Not so, Oivid Meyavo. Oivid Meyavo, it's privilege. It's a thrill. It's an opportunity. It's an act of love. It's a whole different yachas. Hashem should help that we should be able to face the seriousness of the next few days and of Yom Kippur specifically with this awareness that all of the seriousness is all part of a master plan to bring us closer and to express Hashem's love and to give us more opportunity and to bring us to a higher level and to be able to be meitiv more and more. And I believe that if this message becomes the message of Yadus that permeates our homes and permeates our classrooms and permeates our relationships, I think that the world will be a healthier place. And to the contrary, not only will there be a more positive attitude, but it will lead to a greater diktuk hadin and a greater kabbalas oil mitzvahs and a greater sense of yira shemayim, which is really what Rashi says in Shir HaShirim, that Shir HaShirim is kulay yira shemayim v'kibbalo malchusay, because it's all based on Ahava.